And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and Tim Wenger is in the house at, let's see, in about 22 minutes from now, Andrew Cuomo, governor of the state of New York, will indeed have his press conference. Tony told me information I did not need during the last newscast, that he was going to wear his Star Wars pajamas to work. Do you really have Star Wars pajamas?
Yes, I do. My mother-in-law bought them for me 1 year. And I'm like, you know what? I might as well be comfortable. There's only seven people in this complex.
Who are you going to offend? Nobody. Tim Wenger is in the house. And Tim, I know you've been keeping really
hours. I'm going to be off that day.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you. Now, I want you, I know you're keeping really long hours doing all this extra stuff, but make sure our morning news anchor gets her sleep, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you, she's not getting a lot of sleep, and nor am I, but it's just, you know, it's just constant. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
I don't think anybody has. So you're carving new ground. Let's go to Evan in West Seneca, who's on line one. Evan, you're on WBEN with Tim Wenger.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Good,
what
Evan.
Do you got?
All right. I wanted first and foremost tell Tony that I do have the Star Wars thing, but it's pillowcases only.
Okay, go ahead.
With pajamas. Well, anyways, I wanted to address this to Tim. Hey, listen, Tim, when I was tuning into WKBW the other day, and President Trump had a briefing, Keith Radford at 6 p.m. interrupted the briefing and said, if you want to continue listening to President Trump, go to the website, because now we're going to do local. Why won't you let Rush Limbaugh go on and say, if anybody wants to listen to Andy Boy or Polling Cars, just tune into our radio station or our radio app?
Well, we certainly could do that, and we have the resources to do that. I think... The coverage is more important at this present time than the talk.
Well, I get a lot of news feeds on my Twitter account, and I know the cutbacks that Entercom is making because of lost advertising revenue. But I think if you want to pick that up locally here in Buffalo, and for anybody that can listen here in Buffalo, I think it would be appropriately that you air Rush Limbaugh and say, listen, viewers, go to our webpage or go to our podcast.
Okay. It's certainly, that option is there.
Yeah, we have some options. We have other stations, too. We like to keep it as fresh and informative as possible. Our mission statement is full information. You're not going to miss anything by listening to this radio station. That's what we try and do. We're anxious to get Rush back, too, because what that means is we're back to semi-normal anyway. Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it, Evans. Joe in East Aurora. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey,
we're doing fine, Joe. What do you got for us today?
I'm liking this show because I'm kind of a radio junkie. I listen to a lot of different stations and different topics and stuff. And I like that fact that somebody can chime in about, you know, hey, I'm thinking about this. Hey, how about this? My thing is with the situation going on now, you know, you guys are great having you out there just to kind of calm people down and you know, somebody, you know, to talk to or listen to and whatnot. But my thought was I can take Limbaugh sometimes. Sometimes he's kind of out there for me. But my thought is more of the financial shows. I like your financial guys on the weekend and that Jill Schlesinger. The only thought I thought was because of the fact the situation going on now with, you know, everybody losing their jobs and all these places closing up and so forth and so on. And I mean, you know, I know it's another extreme where, you know, these people were out there talking about prepping before all this stuff happened. But
Joe, I'm confused because we are airing the financial guys and we are airing Jill.
You are.
Yeah.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is the financial guys, Jill Schlesinger, their thought is invest in the stock market. Jill's been telling people all along to take out mortgages. Oh, don't spend your money. Don't pay off your mortgage because, you know, you're only got a 3% interest rate. But when the stuff hits the fan like it is right now, where the other thought is a guy like Dave Ramsey or somebody that says, hey, live the old-fashioned way, pay off your bills, don't take on debt, So when the stuff hits the fan, you're not in a panic mode. So my thought is the same thing with the financial guys. They're geared more towards an investment type of situation. What I thought is with all this stuff going on, maybe financial language for a simple guy, like how they have all those books for dummies, financial guys for dummies, because of the fact, Tim, this is going to take a long time to revamp and get cleaned up. And, with the situation with the stock market, the feds are pumping the money in the stock market to keep it going. So my thought is like a financial guy situation, somebody that's a plain talker that says, hey, here's what you got to do to rebuild your life because you can't put food on your table. You're not worried about a 401k right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I'm just confused what you're asking. I mean, we are airing those shows, and those shows are offering financial advice. They're not offering, political opinion.
They're offering one view. If there's another view, if you follow what I'm saying, is to get out of debt. Don't take on debt. Don't worry about the 401k right now. Worry about your four walls, paying your bills, and putting food on the table.
Oftentimes, guests in the morning news segments talk about financial situations, yeah, too, because they are different depending on the economy.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, each day this Ed Hutton is on, or Anthony Ogorek, both of them are on Monday through Friday during a segment.
Hutton was on today.
Yeah, so multiple times during the week we're doing that with two different voices. And then the financial guys are on Saturday, and Jill is on Saturday. They don't always agree either. So, I mean, I can't control what their opinions are on what you should do with your money. I don't think they all agree, though.
Every day.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, there are a lot of different opinions.
Sure.
I understand what he's saying, depending on who they're talking to, and they talk to people who really know money. Let's take a break and then return. The governor is scheduled to be on at 11:30, so that should be the end of the next segment. Stand by for that on News Radio 930 WBEN. Bernadette just alerted me to something that was on the wire about in Colorado, a man was arrested and handcuffed for playing with his six-year-old daughter on the lawn.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Later, they took the cuffs off, but to show you how tense things are. And, Tim, as I review the texts in here, because we have the same text screen as you have, I think, people are expressing, yes, we love Rush, yes, we love Hannity. Even more so than that, I think, is a sense that they want normal lives again.
Oh, believe me, I want to wake up and feel absolutely comfortable to put Rush back on the air, because that means we are back to normal.
Back to normal. That would be that. And nobody loves Rush more than we do, because he's on our station.
Absolutely.
And the same with Hannity. All right, let's go to, and the governor will be here in about 8 minutes. Let's go to line five, and that's Judy in Lockport. Judy, you're on WBEN.
yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Judy.
My gripe is with your one announcer. His name is David, okay? As soon as he comes on, I turn that dial.
Why is that?
The reason is he doesn't have his facts straight about a lot of things. He talks about our big, largest carrier that it put in at Vietnam. It did not. It put in at Guam. He calls the head of that ship a captain. He was a commander. And then he calls him a moron. He did the same type of thing with the governor. I think it was yesterday's broadcast. He picked on the 40,000 ventilators. He must have hung on to that subject for almost a half hour. And then he refers to the governor as dude. His callers, when they call in, if he doesn't like what they say, he changes it with a question of something else that he wants it answered. And then he almost picked a fight on the air with a Navy guy. There is something wrong with this announcer.
Well, that's because he's an Army guy.
He's an Army guy. You ever see the Army-Navy football game? They really pick on each other.
Well, guess what, fellas? I was in the Army for 4 years, and I have never heard an Army person speak like him. He needs something in language.
Are you aware that he is the proud bearer of the Medal of Honor?
Yes, unfortunately, he should have never gotten that.
Oh, how can say that? No, that's
you had some credibility until then, you know.
Yeah.
So goodbye.
You know what you should do? Yes, we'll say goodbye to her.
She doesn't like David. I'll give her that.
Thank you.
But
yeah, but she should read the book. She should really read the book before she gives an opinion like that. Let's go to Tom in Cheektowaga. Tom, you're on WBEN. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. You're on with Tim Wenger.
Okay, Tim, have you checked your ratings lately? I really miss Rush, and it's almost like you're taking away one of our constitutional rights by taking him off, being honest with you.
Well, it's not a constitutional right. I mean, and if you want to play government, I mean, we are licensed to serve the public interest, and in a situation like this, that's with information, and this is a public health crisis. So I would put that right back at you. But absolutely, I check our ratings constantly. We had an unbelievable February, I can tell you that. And we're getting March information, and we're a diary market, so you don't get ratings instantaneously the way you do at a television station. But I do watch a whole bunch of other metrics that would indicate that, you know, there's an enormous amount of tune in. I understand there are a lot of people that would rather hear Rush. I get that. I'm not arguing that at all.
And I would argue the point that it shows that we're true to our mission statement. We're not just doing things for ratings. Usually that's when you get complaints of things that shouldn't be on the air, but they're on the air because of ratings. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and that's serving the public.
Yep.
Well, as far as listening to Rush, he's one of the few that tells the truth. And that's why I like him. Some of the things that go on, and you're right, with government, it's our lives. You know, it's just like with this virus.
Let me ask you a question, though, because it's happened to me, and I think I'm pretty well informed most of the time. I do like the fact that I'm learning what our government does for us. In this case, it's all about this this virus. But we pay all of this money to the government, and how many times have we complained? What do we get back for it? Okay, this is an example of what you get back for it. And I bet none of you out there knew the enormity of the operation going on at the federal, the local aspect of this. Our money, our taxpayer money, is funding all of this, and I think it's interesting to watch where it's going.
I agree. Matter of fact, I watched Trump, and I can find out where it's going and where it's not going, like to the Kennedy Center. You know, when there's stimulus handed out, that's where the money should go.
You mean $25 million? What are you, a tightwad? You don't mind throwing another $25 million at something?
Yeah, why bother, though?
Yeah, I know. That's Nancy Pelosi. Do you know that Nancy, who is it? Nancy Pelosi's relative is on the board of the Kennedy Center. Her who?
Her
daughter. Her daughter is on the board of the Kennedy Center.
Well, check Starkist Tuna sometime and see what happened with that.
Yeah.
But no.
So yeah, so thank you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. So, Tim, I think the basic argument is, yeah, we miss Rush, too, and we certainly miss Hannity, but we've got to fulfill our mission statement, and that is every bit of information that we can squeeze in a 24-hour period, we're going to do it.
You bet. You know, speaking of information, we're getting some new information that you're going to get during this governor's briefing that they're taking golf off the table now. Revised orders have now indicated that golf is going to be completely non-essential. So I saw a lot of people golfing over this past weekend, but under the new orders that I think are going to be coming out here today, that is going to end.
Oh, gee, I'll have to put my clubs away.
I know you're a big golfer.
Exactly. Mr. Beamer, we got time for a couple. We haven't used any, and we've got a ton of Facebook. Why don't you give us a couple, please?
Yes, Sandy, I'm sorry. Let me get back to that page. This is embarrassing. I was not ready for
I'm
Facebook.
Sorry.
I know it's a different.
Usually I call on you and you're right there.
It's fun to watch him just completely go into a state of disarray, though, to try to find it, Sandy. Would you like me to describe it?
I threw it at him with his boss staring at him through the glass of the window.
Talk about awkwardness. But, you know, we are talking about the decisions WBEN has made. And some people have thrown that on the Facebook page instead of texting 3930 or calling. It's not one of the topics on the Facebook page.
30 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, so someone said, I like the talk we're having on WBEN right now about programming decisions. Usually I would disagree with taking off my favorite lineup, but when news is necessary, it's okay. Maybe we could do half and half.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of decisions to be made. The difference is Tim Wenger is doing something that program directors have never done before. So you have to know that there's a learning curve. And one thing that guides us is, are we serving the public? We couldn't serve you any more than we're doing right now. So thanks, Tim. I think we can expect the governor afterwards. Otherwise, hang tight and we'll be back with you on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.